Good morning, team. Welcome to our team call. This is our Saturday, our workshop, our blueprint for success, where we, go through week by week the steps, the proven steps to success. I'm going to make a couple of announcements here as a few people are still getting on. Hopefully you guys all saw the launch of the new products, the Paleo Bars, and it's great to have some, organic whole food nutrition. That's pretty exciting. And Ron and Pam are going to be the presenters on the call that comes up, the NECAN Live call at 8 o'clock Pacific time. That's the call that comes right after this call. And they're going to be doing the presentation on how to earn money with NECAN. And I also wanted to talk a little bit about the ICANN program that William Todd and Marty Jeffrey are doing.
Mike DiMuccio.
Well, primarily it's Marty Jeffrey that's doing it.
Yeah.
But, it's so exciting, you guys, and congratulations. I know so many of you did go ahead and invest in yourself by joining that. And, our mindset, our self-confidence, our personal development is the most important thing that we can invest in, because that's really where everything comes from. I mean, NECAN actually is a pretty simple business model, and all of us can succeed in NECAN with an ICANN attitude. And so for any of you that did not, join the ICANN, I sent out the first lesson. I can't send out the rest, but I did send out, last week I sent out the first one, and it had the ICANN affirmation. So please be sure to print that out and review it like 5 times a day, because it is our attitude, our mindset that will make it determine how fast or how slow we go in NECAN. Plus, it's the basis for our success in all areas of our life, in our relationships, schoolwork, in business, in everything. So the ICANN attitude. This morning, we are going to be talking about, in our Blueprint for Success, we're going to be on the invite step, and we have several of guest speakers that are going to be coming on. First, I just want to go over kind of briefly. Okay, so Blueprint for Success with NECAN, you can definitely achieve financial success, financial freedom to whatever level that you'd like. I think one of the ways that
conference muted
helps you to see it is to on Rick Murphy and Paige Murphy on their pathfinder.biz website, and you look under tools, and he has a PDF, a long one and a short one. On the short one, on the 7 page one, the little outline that I really like to follow and use is page 4 and page 5. And on page 4, it just shows, how you get started is you join. You get your NECAN membership, and you get some products, and you start your wellness home. And then you launch your business, and you find some customers. You create your 500 QPPV, which is Qualified Personal Point Volume, and that means retail sales. It can be your own retail sales and your customer sales. And as you create these little 500 blocks, then you're going to duplicate it. You're going to find some other people that also would like to have an additional stream of income or be financially free. And, we teach three to duplicate these little 500 blocks of volume. And so then when you look on the next page, page 5 of that NECAN plan that Rick Murphy put together, you can see, as you – teach three to have their 500, and you teach those three to have their 500. And as you go, you can see he does it by month, and it could be faster than a month. It could be longer than a month. It's kind of like, by period that as you develop, you can see these incomes like 125 a month, and then 317 a month, and then 1,315 a month, and 2,757 a month, and almost 8,000 a month, then 23,000 a month, then then it really jumps because your team's getting so big, like 69,000 a month. And then there's a little diagrams, you know, it starts with you with your 500, and you have the people each with their 500. So, you know, if you have that in front of you, you have a visual of what you're building. And when you're sitting down with people that are taking a look to see if this might be something that fits for them, that helps them get what they want in their life. Maybe they want to stay home with their kids so that they don't have to have, you know, their kids don't have to go to daycare. Maybe they want to get their spouse out of their job. Maybe they want to be, you know, have a little bit of extra income for some great family vacations or some money for their kids for college. Maybe they want to be totally financially free and be able to live the life that they want to live with where they want and, you know, work with the people that they want. But everybody, I think, can look on that chart and see an income that would excite them, and then you see what it is that you're building. So I
think, where do we find that, huh?
Oh, that's on pathfinder.biz, and then it's under tools, and then under there, there's the Niken plan, and there's a short version, a 7-page version, and there's a longer version. It's in both of them, but in the short version, the 7-page version, it's on page 4 and page 5. So I really recommend that you print that out and have it in front of you that you can look at every day so you see what you're building. And also in that tool section, Rick put a page that, well, I guess kind of Ben Woodward and he both put it together, but it shows you and then your first three people and then helping your first three people. And there's kind of little lines where you can put people's names in because that's where you start. You know, it starts with you as you develop your own purchases and some customers and you're developing your 500 Q qualified personal point volume. And then you're finding three people. And that works right into what we're going to talk about today. Well, step one in the duplicatable blueprint is, you know, you need to know why you're doing this. You need to be really clear how and why that having a thriving Niken business is going to make a difference in your life. You know, what's it going to do for you? Because when you know that, that gives you that energy to move forward every day because we all have ups and downs and we need that fuel to keep us going. So that needs to be really clear. You know, we get that from humans being more, but just keep that in front of you. And then step number two, we went over a couple weeks ago, was lead generation. That's people to talk to. You know, and when you're new and you can, you start with the people that you know, and then you start branching out all, you know, churches, schools, chiropractors, massage therapists, gardening clubs, gyms. I mean, all the different ways that might be a match for you to reach out and add people to your list that you would like to talk to. And then number three is inviting those people to take a look at Niken. And so today we've got several people on the line from our team that are going to be sharing with us, you know, taking a look. And also we wanted to kind of fold into this the Entrepreneur Club because while we are inviting people to take a look at Niken, you might as well be doing the Entrepreneur Club. And I don't know if you've printed out the new one yet. We used to call it the 21 Club for so long, but now it's the Entrepreneur Club because we have the A, the B, and the C. So like if you're building your business, you're the B, and you have one of your uplines, an A, to help you do the ABCs, and the Cs are the prospects, and you're going to do ABC presentations. And it used to be that we needed to do 21, but now there's no requirement for how many we do. You just do as few or as many as you need to make the rest of the requirements, which is the B is going to have at least 4,500 in group volume, you and your team, and you're going to create three new seniors. And to be senior, each senior is going to have 1,500 points. So right there, that would make the 4,500 points. So basically what you're doing is you're going to be, you know, you're going to be inviting people to take a look at either the products or the business or both. And the A and the B, you might be doing in-homes. You might be, you know, sitting down with people in coffee shops. You might be doing it on a Zoom presentation. But you're inviting people to take a look at Niken to see if it can help them get more of what they are wanting in their life. And as you do that, you know, you're going to be looking for three people that would like to also do it as a business. And then
let me interrupt a little bit, Karen. So we're giving out all this information. If anybody has a question or as we're going along, you can raise your hand with five stars. Five stars is how we know that you have a question because the lines are all muted out right now.
And the other thing you might want to use, again, is that little chart that Ben Woodward, it's on pathfinders.biz under tools, and it's that little chart that shows you developing your 500 points and then you finding three people, so your first three seniors, and helping those people to find people. So, you know, as you're doing your entrepreneur club and you find some, you know, be talking to, we want to talk to the prospects about who do they know that deserves to know about this. You know, they're getting excited about a product experience they're having. You know, who do they know that you know needs to know about this, or if they're thinking, you know, this is really interesting way to earn additional income, who do they know, and helping them, because to, you know, to develop the 1500 points to go senior, some people might just buy that much products themselves, but it's much better if they are, you know, they're inviting their people to take, you know, their friends to take a look. So let's talk about inviting. And so that's kind of the key to this whole thing. I mean, first we have our mindset. We know why we're doing it, and we have our positive I can mindset, and we have people to talk to, and then we're going to invite them. And so we have four people that are going to talk this morning, Nina, Marie Alves, Patricia Van Gelder, Tina Davidson, and Edwina Theory. So let's start with Nina, because she was, last month, she was our top 10. She was number one in our top 10 for April as our personal group volume leader. And she also successfully completed an entrepreneurs club. And in March, you can see her on the NECAN. What does NECAN, you know, where they congratulate people for top sponsor. She was top sponsor and top personal group volume. And also Ron and Pam Barnes were top PGV that month, too. So, yay, Nina, would you please share with us, you know, how you get into conversations? I mean, how do you invite people to take a look at either the product or the business?
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, team. And it takes all of us to do this together. It's not just me by myself. But what I do is when I meet with people, I listen to them. I ask them to tell me their stories because everybody has a story. And if we don't know what they're looking for, we don't know what direction to take them to. So, for instance, if somebody's hurting physically and we're talking about a business, we're not going to get their attention. And if they're looking to make extra money and we're talking about products that can help you get healthier, we're not going to get their attention because we have products and technologies that address both the business and the physical part of the body as well. So I sit down with people and I listen to their stories. I invite them to come to have lunch or have some tea. And then I'm able to listen to their story. I ask them to talk first because my mistake that I used to make in the beginning is I wanted to tell everybody that everything, oh, the NECAN water and the magnets and blah, 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 and I totally lost people. And then I shifted to look at people as, what can I do for you instead of what can you do for me? And it works so much better because now we have a problem, and a lot of people have problems. Everybody has different problems, but we have a solution. And it's nice because we have a total solution for the whole body. So when we're talking to people and finding out what their challenges are, and we put together a solution for them, and we offer them a solution and ask them, are you open for something different? I understand what you're going through, and take notes when you're talking to these people to find out what it was that their challenge was so you don't forget, and then come back and ask them, you told me about this, you wanted freedom, or you wanted to spend more time with your kids, and, you know, your child has different challenges, or you have different challenges. I'd like to introduce you to something that could make a difference for you if you're open. And then go from there. and take them to events and get them on three-way calls with people that have the same challenges as they do, so they don't feel like they're alone. And make them feel comfortable. Show them that you really do care about them, because when you do care, like the old saying is, people don't care how much you know until you show how much you care. And people know where your motive is. You know, they know where your heart is. If your heart is just to make money from that person, you're not gonna get their attention. If your heart is to really make a difference for people, they're gonna feel that, and they're gonna want to come and see what you have, and get them excited and let them know that you're there to help them and have some fun. I tell people, if I can't have fun doing what I'm doing, I don't want to do it. And I am having a lot of fun.
And you make such a difference, Nina. I mean, you're right on. It's our vibration, and people feel it. And people know that you care about them, and you're coming from, you have their best interest at heart, and you're inviting them to take a look to see if this can be something that helps them. And so they do. They look, and you know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what inviting is. You're just so great at that. And so thank you so much for sharing. And congratulations.
Also pray to let the words come out, supposed to come out, to the people that I'm talking with, and to find those people that are looking for me. And that really does work, the power of prayer. And you're guided in the right direction when your head's in the right direction. And it's the best way to start your morning off is, where am I supposed to be? And who's life am I supposed to
have? Yeah, absolutely. That is so huge. Thank you.
So go team.
Go team! Woohoo! All right. Patricia Van Gelder, I'd love to have you share. And one of the things I know that you are doing that I think is a great idea is that you had those little postcards made up, and you for some samples, so that you can get samples of some of the NECAN products out to people.
Yeah. Thank you, Karen, and thank you for asking me to be on. Well, and I agree with everything Nina says, and she said it so perfectly. It's kind of like the asking questions and looking for the five pillars of health, and have that in your consciousness of, is there a need? Because some people you talk to, you just really, you know, it may not lead to something right then. And while she was talking, I added, you know, in my notes, don't jump in too soon with your solution. And just keep asking questions until you get a feel for it. Ask enough that you get beyond, you know, what somebody may put out as a first thought. You know, it's really maybe deeper than that. But for the postcard thing, I'm not very talented on the computer and skills, so I have a marketing computer angel. She comes to my house, and she sits with me, and we talk, and we do things, and she helps me make postcards, and I pay her in NECAN products. Trade. I love trade. And plus, that's a retail sale for her. I buy it under her ID number. But these postcards, some of them, we make them from NECAN's website. You know, you can go and pull a water bottle off of the quick reference sheet or some of the pictures that they have. NECAN does have one postcard, and that is the CM cream that has a place for you to put the little sample that I actually just staple it on there because it falls off, and I staple my business card on there. And so I've always got that in my purse, and somebody starts talking about, oh, my shoulder, oh, my knee, you know, and you ask some questions, and then you say, well, here, try this, and I'll get back with you and tell me what you think. And so the postcards that we've made up, I just picked some that were easy to hand out, and the 10-4 energy drink, which is awesome, and people are looking for another way to have a pick-me-up in the afternoon, we made a little postcard. She went to Nican and got the picture of the box, and we just wrote bullet points. Keep it simple. And I had my information on there. I went over to Office Depot and printed a couple of dozen off, scotch taped a 10-4 sample to it. And so I've just got these little tools handy. We did one for the KVB when they had the samples. And, you know, if they don't have the package anymore, so what? Just have some in a nice little baggie or a container. And that may be a further conversation there. But, you know, it's like, here, try this. You know, they may not want to buy a whole box of it. At first, they want to try it. So that's been a great way for me to introduce things to people and really kind of target your audience where you're going. If you're going to someplace where there's going to be a lot of older people, then you may take the CM cream, not, you know, lose weight. But if you're going to go to, say, like a festival where it's a competition of bicycling or whatever they do, athletic, you know, you may have one for the sports bottle and carry your sports bottle with you. And so that's how I bump around the day and invite people. And so that it's been very, very helpful. It's a great introduction. It's no pressure. So.
Yeah, I really love that, Patricia. I mean, you know, it's letting the tools do the work. The more of those things you get out, the better, and it gives you, the perfect reason to follow back up with them and to, you know, just to be opening these relationships, these conversations. So thanks for sharing that. And I forgot to say Patricia is a member of the Platinum Alliance, and that's really exciting. The Platinums that are really building their businesses have got together to form this alliance, and we're so excited because several of our team, Patricia, let's see, Bill Cottle's on it, Pam and Ron Barnes are on it, Ruth Lowe. Anyway, we're really proud of you, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk.
Thank you so much for sharing. And then Tina Davidson, I want you to share. I mean, you are such an awesome. I mean, you've just jumped right in there. You went silver, and you qualified at silver every month after you've gone silver. I mean, you're building such a great database of people that you're following up with, and doing a newsletter to stay, you know, to follow up and stay in touch. And you did that great group presentation like at Perry Ellis. And anyway, share with us what would you like to share about how you get into conversations and invite people to take a look.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. And I have to say, this is tough to follow Nina and Patricia. Are you kidding me? I was taking so many notes when they were talking because I'm learning from you guys so much. And I think I wear my passion for this company on my sleeve so much. I the stuff, the newsletter that I do, that the blog that I have, I was just answering people on Facebook this morning. Because I put out I try to slide in information that teaches them about part of our product and then bring in our product so it's not so in their face. So I did an article on matcha green tea and all of its amazing benefits. And oh my gosh, look at this. We have a product that is matcha green tea, and you know, I kind of throw it in here and there. And people were asking me about it this morning. And I've heard the term, and I'm trying to do it, is to make yourself a subject matter expert. So when people have a health question or they have a friend who's going through something, they turn to you because you probably know where to lead them. And so with all the stuff that I write, I'm truly just trying to do that. I want them to think of me as the person they can ask a quick question to. But when I see friends, I had a friend contact me, and she goes, I have to know what you're doing. She goes, I'm loving everything you write. What is this company you work for? And that just leads, and you're right, it's Nina, it's so hard not to want to, like, throw up on them and go, well, blah, 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 blah. But I had to force myself not to do that and to say, why, what's going on with you? And she started talking about all the problems she's having with the company that she's with. And also another friend of mine, kind of the same thing, you know, she's a new mom and she can't stand going to this, you know, to go to work, and she just wants to be home with her child. But how is she supposed to have enough money to, you know, raise her child? So sharing those little things, I invited, well, one's in Tampa, Florida. Uh-huh. And the other's up here. So the one up here, we did go to breakfast, and she's like, I just want to understand. But so what was my whole point? One thing that I have found is intriguing people is our PWP. And I do push that because that is huge. If they have a computer, then they can do this. But if they're working during the day, I said, I design all these things. I have no issue with taking my name off. You put your name on. You know, they have to put some work into this. You put your name on. You put your links on it, and you send it out to everybody in your database, and you grow it. I said, even that little bit, just doing something, you know, once a day, you know, until you start making enough to leave your job. I said, it's the start. You know, the PWP is huge. So that's what I've been doing, but I'm really doing my best just to learn from everybody on this call.
Wow, Tina, that's so awesome. But, you know, that's what we do. I mean, Jack and I learn every day. We learn from you. I mean, we all learn from each other, and that, you know, that's part of why it's so powerful to have a team. And that's one of the things I love so much about NECAN, because everybody in NECAN is open to sharing with each other, you know, cross line, up line, down line. and it's mm-hmm. just, you know, it is. It's working together for the common good of everyone. So, yay, Tina. Thank you for that. Edwina Theory, I want to congratulate you. I mean, you're consistently in our top 10, our personal group leaders that we celebrate on a monthly basis. And I want to say also, I want to give you a shout out. In San Antonio last year, you had the most team members that you had brought with you to San Antonio. And then just now in Orlando, you were the second highest on our team for the number of team members. So you are so good at working with your team and, you know, bringing them, encouraging them to come to the events. And so, Edwina, what would you like to share with us today on how you invite, how you get into these conversations and invite people to take a look at either the products or to look at NECAN as a business?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Jack and Karen, for asking me to do this. At first, I didn't think I had anything to say, and then all of a sudden, I started thinking about it, and I thought, yeah, I do. So just to give some of you a background, which is this, I'm going on my fifth year being in Tampa, so everyone here had to be my warm market in order for me to get started. And I just started looking for places to go to get involved with other persons, because everybody needs what I've got. It's just me talking to them. So some time ago, we learned how to form people, and that's the process that I use when I'm talking to someone. And let me use an incident that happened just recently, which is I go to exercise at what they call Shapes. And so I'm in the water, and it's a new person there, and she swims by me. So I give her, she stops and she looks at me, and I said, oh, my gosh, I can't get over how beautiful your hair looks. So we get into talk, and it was for real, guys. It was for real. The person was just beautiful all over, personality inside out. I could see from a distance that she was someone I wanted to get to know. So I started immediately talking about her. I found out that she has two children. I found out where she goes to the beauty shop. I used that in terms of saying that I had not been long here in Florida, and I was just looking for different information of what other persons did to stay involved. And she just gave me a handful of information. And then we were talking so much in the water, I invited her for lunch for this Wednesday coming up. She was just, to me, somebody I wanted to get to know better. And that's the way I left it. But what I can say to you is, if you don't ask me what it is that I do, I end up telling you. And then if I end up telling you, I end up asking you, who do you know that needs this type of service? And so that gets them started a little bit more in thinking about it. I think Kathleen is on the call, and I'm hoping she's on the call, and I wanted you to hear from her, one of the new persons that we went off to do a health fair yesterday. And as we were doing this health fair, we met so many different persons. It started at 10. We were there before 9, setting up, getting ourselves set up. We kept a crowd at our table all the way till when we were the first ones there, the last ones to leave. And I just thought to myself, some of the things that I heard her say, how she was talking to people, had to have fell upon her from her looking at me and listening to me and just getting into me of what Nikan, and having gone to the San Antonio conference and also to the Orlando conference, I just see her as a blooming star. And she's also that go-to person that does all the computer, the texting, and sending out information. That is not my expertise, and I'm not taking credit for any of that. I have to know somebody that knows something about the computers. Jack, do you have a moment that Kathleen can say something?
Absolutely.
Those persons.
But first I want you to, you mentioned form, and I'm not sure everybody on the call knows what that means. So you want to tell people what that acronym is, F-O-R-M?
Sure, I will. When we form people, that word, F-O-R-M, so I'm listening, I'm talking to them about their family. I'm talking to them about their occupation. I'm talking to them about what they do for fun. And then I'm talking to them about how they stay so motivated to do all those different things and what they might be looking for in life. And once we had that acronym, that F-O-R-E-M, I just jumped on it. And sometimes I miss part of it, but for the most part I'm going to get where they're coming from, why I'm so intrigued with them, which leads on to the next step of what it is that I'm doing.
Perfect. And you're asking questions in all those areas, right?
You know, that is so huge. I mean, that's how we make friends, how we get in a conversation. And instead of telling people anything, we're just asking those questions, and they just open up and share with us. And it's just going to naturally lead to, you know, areas of interest. And then like with you shared, Edwin, is, and, you know, you invited her over to your house for lunch. It just naturally leads, and they're going to share with you things that are important to them and what they're looking for. So, Kathleen,
Kathleen, your line's open.
What would you like to share about yesterday at the health fair?
Well, let's see, that I'm very tired. I think it was quite exhilarating. I don't know how you can say it was a cement company, to just give you a brief. So it was very dusty and very dirty. And luckily, Edwina had a premonition or a something like that, and she brought the air purifier. And so she immediately turned that on, and the room just improved immensely. I don't know if other people noticed it. I know that Edwina and I did. But it was exciting, because you meet all kinds of people. You meet these big burly guys, and then you meet these tiny little girls. And it was all kinds of people. I mean, you know, older, younger people who are just, you know, they're not on medication because they're so young. And then those that are on so many, we met two guys alone yesterday. One was on 16 medications. And another one on 19 medications.
And
the guy that's on, I think, 19, one of the medications, he has to take it because he's on two other medications.
Yeah.
So it won't destroy his liver. And wow. So talking to them and saying how much it would, you know, how great it would be for them to be weaned off these medications and to be so much healthier and those kind of things, those were exciting for me. Like, you know, because then there was one guy who said he had been on a lot of medications, and he went in to the VA and said, I want off all my medications. I don't want to be on any medications. And so he took control of his life. So I think that's what we were helping. You know, like Edwina says, we learn a lot from these people just by, you know, asking one little question of, you know, what might be bothering them or, you know, or, and we learned a lot about a couple of family members, you know. I met two guys whose mothers are in excruciating pain. And one
wow.
from eight surgeries and another one from a fusion in the back.
Wow.
So, yeah, you learn a lot. And so we write that stuff down and then we stress it and we put that in our emails and then we'll be following up with phone calls. So.
Wow.
Very, very, very good. It was a very, very interesting day, and we met a lot of very nice people, very interesting people. And I don't think we met any naysayers yesterday.
Well, you know, again, a lot of us vibration, and they can feel, I mean, you're reaching out to them, asking them questions, you know, maybe going to offer solutions for them to take a look at. Thank you so much for sharing, and Edwina and Tina and Patricia and Nina Marie. And yeah, would anybody like to ask a question or make a comment here real quick? I know we're a bit over time, but I think this subject is so important. And if anybody does have a question for anyone that talked this morning or a comment that you would really like to share.
Raise your hand with 5-star, please, so we know. All right. Tina Davidson. Oh, boy, we got all kinds of them. Okay. Tina, you're the first one that I saw.
You're lined up. Yep, I just have a really quick question. In your acronym form, the M, what did it stand for?
Motivation.
Motivation. Excellent. Thank you so much. All right, on to the next.
Yes, use that, Tina. I mean, it's wonderful. And sometimes people say, you know, money. I mean, if you could have more money, it could be motivation or money, either one.
Okay.
I love that.
Thank you for the question. Good question. Rousseau, you had a question or a comment.
Thank you. Okay, so I have a few questions for different people. First, I'll make it quick. Is Nina, thank you for bringing it back to me about really our purpose is to serve. That has been coming to me a lot, and I'm just wonderful to hear Nina repeat that again. So thank you. Patricia, I have a question if you can come online. I want to ask you, when you hand out your samples, okay, so if somebody you give a sample of Sam Korean or 10-4, how do you get their information? Do you say right away, well, why don't you give me information? I'll follow up with you tomorrow. Or I just want to know how you finish up that process, if you could just quickly share with us.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt, if they don't want – I've asked enough questions. I've developed the relationship enough that they trust me. They're willing to try it. And really, it's kind of as you're giving it to them, said, you know, it's like, hey, I'll give you this sample for that sore knee that's bothering you, and I'll call you in a couple of days and see how it works for you. So it's kind of all like run together, and you don't have to ask.
Got it.
Like, it's part of it. It's like, it's not putting conditions on it, but it's like, you know, I'll give you this, but I do want to know if it helps you or not, if you like the taste of it or not, if it's something, you know, you're willing to learn more about to invest in a whole jar of KVB. So it does that help?
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric worried is, you know, if I was you. So, I mean, it's just normal for people if you're offering something to them and then you ask, they'll almost always say yes.
Great. And so then I have a question for Edwina and Kathleen. So you went to this company to do this health fair. how did you find a specific company that was doing health fair? Because, you know, it's easier to find when a group of people are doing a big health fair, but how did you find it with a particular company?
Okay, I've got that. This is something that I have been doing for a while since I've come here. I have been going to this one particular place on their membership drive, which is where we go to exercise. And it was on that membership drive, again, I was the last person to leave, and this lady walked in and asked me, what was I doing there? And, of course, she was the last person, and the reason why I say this is because I couldn't wait to get out of there. I was so tired. But I went through the motion, as we all do when asked what we do, because of the passion that we have in our heart. And I guess what it was that it came across was she knew that I was someone that she'd like to have on her team of people that go from one establishment to the next. So this is Kathleen and my second time working with her, and we have with her at least four more large places to go to do the health fair, and that's what she does, is coordinate these type of things. So for me meeting up with her, it was a godsend. But it was, she was someone I was preyed upon, that someone would come in and see who I was and want me to talk to a lot of persons. That was in my goal letter, and now it's happened. And now I have a way of showing the rest of the consultants that I work with how we do things in action, those that are wanting to progress on, to make more money, to share with other people the vision that we see.
Awesome. Thank you. I just didn't know how that contact was made. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I have a question, Jack, to everyone. Since I'm still online, I'm hoping. And the fact is that I need to know a little bit more about grandma seizures. If there's anyone that could talk to me about that, I have a young man that gets those grandma seizures, and I have told him that we would get back to him as soon as I could once I talked to the rest of the group on what products would be best for him.
I just talked to Mika Laluhi. She has had experience, firsthand experience with that.
Who is this?
Call Margie Kalaluhi. Do you have her number?
Oh, Margie. Okay.
Yeah, call her. She's had helped a few people with that.
Okay. And what about Dr. Ash's?
And Dr. Ash, too? Did somebody say
that? Right, yeah, right after this call where Dr. Ash has stumped the doctor. You can actually, I've actually sent stuff in, and she answers online also about what products would be very helpful for each thing.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
I like that. Everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, wow, everybody for sharing and being on today. And, you know, our homework for this class is to invite, you know, look on your list of people, invite, you know, make a special effort to invite, like set yourself a goal, like you're going to invite 10 people. You can call them, you can talk to them in person, you can text them to get together for coffee or for, you know, a tea in the afternoon or something, and just set a goal that you're going to invite enough people so that you get to meet with it, like at least 3 people next week, or if your goal is higher than that, you know, whatever your goal, if you want to meet with 5, that you're going to invite enough people so that you get, that you're going to have an appointment to actually meet with like 3 to 5 people. So do that for your homework, and Ron and Pam will be having their call here at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Nikken Live. And, wow, just thank you, everyone, for being. It's a minute. Yay, team.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, team, thank you, guys.
Have a blessed
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We believe in you. Bye.
Bye-bye.